Tell you what I did love. Kid Chris sent me a video, like a video link, for this disc jockey in Hartford, WDRC-FM, which Fred knows and I know. Good signal there in Hartford. And this guy, Ron Sedalia, it's a Sedalia, I guess is how you say his name. He's just a guy working his radio show. And Chris had watched this guy do his thing, and it blew my mind. The guy's so smooth. You know, he's a top 40 DJ.
Yeah.
And he does it so well in the way he works the equipment.
You can see him.
You know, I hated being... Yeah, you can watch him. And he's really good. I hated being a music DJ, which I was for many years, because I'd have absolute... You talk about night sweats. I'd have night terrors every night. The same dream over and over again. The record was going to run out, and I wouldn't have my next record queued up. And, you know, the segue was the important thing. And it would make me crazy that I'd have this dead air and I'd be searching for a record. I still have this nightmare every once in a while. Or I'm on the air and I have to make a phone call. And there's so much technical stuff now when you run your own equipment at a radio station. You've got to take phone calls, tape them, put all the elements together, have the commercials ready. It really is. It's a nerve-wracking kind of thing. But you watch this guy do it, and he's so smooth. He's all alone up in Hartford, and he's doing his job. And I'm amazed by him. And Chris even said to me, can you believe there's still guys around like this who can do this kind of stuff? And I wouldn't even know how to do it anymore, because the way I did that kind of radio was with records and
right,
tape.
You were dealing with vinyl.
Yeah, I wasn't digitized, and these guys are, and it's a whole different game.
Vinyls like, and reel-to-reel, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, when they take a phone call while they're playing music, they digitally record it, and then they digitally edit it while the other song is playing, and it's just remarkable to see. So anyway, the guy's name is Ron Sedalia. I'm giving him a shout-out, 102.9 WDRC-FM. In Hartford, Connecticut. You ever hear of this guy, Fred? You're a Hartford
Never
boy.
Never heard of this man.
Yeah, he's good.
Apparently he's got an internet show, too. I'm looking.
Well, he's good. I mean, he's smooth. I admire that. You know, and he looks like a radio guy. You know, he's got a bit of a gut. You know what I mean? And he's doing the Saturday night shift. And I'm glad they did that, because I watched the entire thing.
Did you?
I did. I enjoyed it. I was like, wow, he's good. He's really good at top 40 radio. I don't know. I don't know where Chris... I mean, Chris is a radio fanatic, and he sends me this stuff. And I watch it, and
Where's
I'm
Where's
like,
he now? Is he back on the air?
Oh, my God. I think he's kind of got stability now. Yeah, he's back on the air. He's got a show.
Okay.
And he's somewhere... I'm embarrassed to say every time he tells me, I've lost track.
Oh, boy.
But, he's been at the same station for a while now.
Yeah.
Like he might be in St. Louis or something like that. You know.